This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I think was in school, and we didn't get a lot of gustatory training when it came to the tongue, but there were five taste senses in the mouth. Sweet, actually, when I was in school, it was four. Sweet, sour, salty, and bitter. Then they came up with a fifth sense called umami. Now, this was then deemed the fifth basic taste, umami. Now, I don't know much about umami. Maybe I'm even pronouncing it right. But sweet, sour, salty, bitter, I guess. Umami is believed to be a signal for one of the most important and fundamental parts of nutrition, protein. So they think we have a taste for protein. They say proteins are made up of amino acids. Umami was first identified by isolating glutamate, which eventually created, I guess, MSG, led to Ajinomoto Company, Inc.'s creation of MSG, according to Ajinomoto. And as one of the basic tastes, umami, they say, helped humans as a species to survive for millions of years. So umami, I guess, is one of the five basic tastes. It was identified back in 1907 while savoring a bowl of boiled tofu in kombu dashi, a broth made from a kind of kelp. Japanese scientist Dr. Kikune Ikeda became convinced that there was another basic taste altogether from sweet, salty, sour, and bitter. Well, for those of you going, okay, so wow, there's five tastes and not four, hold your horses, we now have a sixth. Okay? They now want to introduce a sixth taste. The sixth taste is ammonium chloride. Okay, if you're going to go to ammonium chloride, we might as well just say there's 2 million tastes because we're going to start including everything now. But ammonium chloride is found in Salmiak, a salt licorice candy. It's popular in Northern Europe. And in a new study, they found that the compound triggers a specific protein channel called OTOP1 in sour taste receptor cells. That fulfills one of the key requirements to be considered a primary taste, like sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and umami. I really hope I'm pronouncing umami correctly. I like that. Umami. Ammonium is found in waste products. Decayed organic matter is toxic, can be toxic. So they say it makes sense that animals, vertebrates, evolved a specific taste sensor to recognize it, because they don't want you eating, you know, something dead or toxic. So ammonium chloride, NH4Cl, may be a basic taste. Finland, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Netherlands apparently love this salt licorice candy called Salmiak. But it's not really like candy candy. Apparently it has a very different taste. And in a paper published last week in the journal Nature Communications, a team of researchers based out of USC and the University of Colorado attempted to explain the sensation that so many others have experienced. They found that ammonium chloride triggers a specific proton channel in the sour taste receptor cells, which basically qualifies the taste. And then they conducted numerous experiments to explore how it interacts with other cells. And then I guess they followed up with another experiment on mice. And their taste bud cells and their electrical activity in response to ammonium chloride. And they found that cells with OTOP1 generated large electrical signals while cells without it did not. And then they did some more tests on mice. Mice who did not drink the ammonium chloride, after they tried it, apparently turned off by the strange taste, whereas others drank it in similar amounts to normal water. So they were able to find one, if they were able to produce mice that could produce that OTOP1 versus not. But anyway, in conclusion, they think scientifically they were able to identify that this could actually be considered an additional taste. Now, the question now comes is, who gives a damn? Why does this matter? I got to tell you guys, I'm going to start being a lot more critical, you know, of some of these scientific headlines. I get, you know, being a biology major and chem minor and being an MD, I get I should find this fascinating, but there's so much crap going on right now. There's so much stress. It's newsworthy. Yes, we might have a sixth taste. Am I going to remember it? I barely remembered umami. I still don't even know what that tastes like. I might want to now taste it to figure out what that is. And I can't necessarily say what part of the tongue. You know how part of the tongue will taste the sweet, part the bitter, depending on the location of it. It is interesting to see what we humans are built for and what we could do. This Salmiak, if you guys know what it tastes like, if you're a fan, let me know. Send me some. But what this to me means is we're learning a lot more about us as humans. And whatever we thought we knew, we're figuring out we know more. Remember for years we were told that the appendix was a useless organ? And I in medical school was like, no, nothing's useless. God would not make anything a part of the body useless. Now, although my ovaries are starting to become useless, I still think they're doing something. And it turns out, and not everybody's on board with this, but the appendix is a hollow tube that can house zillions of bacteria for the gut. Your gut needs bacteria. And when we have diarrhea and stuff or antibiotics that wipe it out, your appendix may be the thing that squirts it back into our intestine. So there is a purpose. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are learning a lot about autism because we are seeing incidences rise. We have ranges from 1 in 24 to 1 in 36 to 1 in 41 and individuals, male over female. And there's a spectrum of these neurodevelopmental conditions. And we need to be very careful calling it a disorder because many individuals with autism are not necessarily feeling as if they are disabled or feeling as if they are challenged. They actually do very, very well. They're very, very smart, smarter than the average person. And can I think it's been postulated that Albert Einstein had a degree of autism. Well, the original thinking with autism, and it was a child that it would start as a child, and they would have delayed learning skills, mood swings, poor eating and sleeping habits, inattentiveness, hyperactivity, constipation, inability to fit in socially. And we're finding that that's not everybody with autism. You may have severe autism, which can make it extremely difficult to be able to work in society and live in society. And then you have others that are leaders in their field. And I had explained to you years ago, having multiple family members who have been on the spectrum. I have nieces and nephews, not to mention I've had multiple patients and friends. I had told you that after I had watched, it was one of the newer Supermen, where the boy, as Superman as a child, was in a closet. And he was hearing everything and he was seeing everything and it was overwhelming to him. And he was covering his ears and he was hiding. And the teacher called the mom, and the mom brought him home. And you know, it turned out the reason why he was like that is because he had super sense. He was a superhero, so he could see and hear everything, and it drove him crazy. Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey. He heard all the voices of the prayers. It drove him insane. He couldn't think. He couldn't function. He covered his ears. But when I watched that scene in Superman, I go, that's autism right there. My husband's like, what? I go, you see that kid and them covering their ears? That is what might be going on with an autistic child. And I had always thought that what was happening is that they will have a heightened perception. It's not that they're hearing things louder. It's not that things are brighter to them. It could be for some. But they are picking up. We're dumb compared to them. They are able to pick up things that we don't. So how many times has a family member told you, we have ants? And you're like, where? You look down on the ground, you don't see it. But then after you focus a little bit, you're like, oh, now I see the ant. I believe on the autism spectrum, they always see the ant. I'm not saying they see microscopic things, but they pick up. There's an ant crawling there. There's a bug over there. Somebody's alarm is going off in their house. There's a car alarm that needs to shut. While we tune all that out, they can't. And it's overwhelming. That's why many of them don't want you to touch their ears. That's why many of them cover their ears. They try to tune out some of this. When I saw one of the nieces or nephews, both actually, this happened both, not respond to my family member, and my family member said they have a hearing problem, I go, no, that's not what it is. That child is probably has a level of autism because they don't want to focus on you doing baby talk. They want to focus on something else that's out there. So whereas with my kids, I could be like, oh, here's a cute little dushy. I could blow furfies and do tickle attack. They'll focus on me. That's how you can kind of tell with a child if they will stay fixated on you and connect with you. But a brilliant being, like a child with autism, will be wanting to look at the bugs, looking at the carpet sway, look at what the cat is doing, they're not going to want to hear or connect with you on the baby talk. They don't have the patience for that. Adults with autism could be challenging for employers. One, because they're smart and they could read through the BS. But where many are struggling, I've seen this with students, I've seen this with employers, is they say it like it is. And we've spoken about this. So let's say there's a coworker who has a dress that's revealing. And she bends over and you could see her underwear. Somebody with autism may say, I just was able to see your butt crack. Now, that person could get fired. You can't talk about somebody's butt, but somebody who has autism or may have Asperger's or is on the spectrum is like, don't you want me to, don't they want to know that we could all see that? What? What was wrong with that? They're honest. Somebody doesn't smell good. They have bad breath. Somebody with autism might tell them, look, your breath stinks. And you might be like, oh, how could you say that? Oh, my gosh, you could have offered me some gum. Not to somebody who's that smart. They're like, what? Just your breath stinks. I'm just going to tell you your breath stinks. Why? So society has all these now norms and things you have to do, and you have to be, I heard there was a student that got in trouble because they were telling a class about something that happened with the patient. And a patient had used the N-word. So the student said, yeah, so the patient, said this, and then he said that a blank did this, and he just used the word. And so, it was an uproar. People were panicking. Oh, my gosh, he said that. And he didn't realize that he was saying what the patient said, but you don't say that word. And so where people with autism, especially those with high-functioning autism, struggle with is how to incorporate the societal rules. I how we're not supposed to do he, she anymore and put pronouns? If an autistic person doesn't get the memo, they're not going to use the pronouns. And so many times people with autism will be misconstrued as being rude, as being, harassing, as being provocative and provoking. And what they're just doing is just narrating or telling. And it gets them into trouble. Well, a fascinating study has said that some kids may actually outgrow autism. They say a significant number of kids may outgrow it. Researchers from Boston Children's Hospital followed 213 children who were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder as toddlers. By the time they were 5 to 7 years old, nearly 4 out of 10 or 37% did not meet the criteria. Female children were more likely to no longer meet the criteria with higher baseline adaptive skills than males. The study was published last week in JAMA Pediatrics. All children in the study who outgrew the diagnosis had an IQ of at least 70. And so the takeaway is some children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder may not necessarily have that per se for life. And part of that might be how they pick up on the social functioning and their behavior. So it's a fascinating study. And I've known many individuals who might have been classified as that do very, very well out in the real world have families and jobs. So fascinating study. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News update. As the conflict with the Palestinian militant group Hamas persists, Israel's government and opposition have come together to form a unity government. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who arrived in Israel earlier today, commended Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on this development.
We welcome the government's creation and the unity and resolve that it reflects across Israel society.
Congressman George Santos facing increased scrutiny over his tenure in the House. Republican lawmakers are poised to present a resolution for Santos' expulsion from Congress in the wake of 10 additional federal charges being levied against him. There's only one winning ticket in the enormous Powerball jackpot, the second biggest lottery prize in U.S. history. That ticket, worth over $1.7 billion, sold in Fraser Park, California. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So tomorrow is Friday the 13th. Oh, no, it's Friday the 13th. People freak out all the time. It's Friday the 13th, especially since it's a Friday the 13th and Halloween month. I got my Halloween shirt. Ooh, I'm so excited. Halloween. I love Halloween. So everyone's like, oh, it's going to be all spooky. And so people ask, does Friday the 13th come with health risks? Is Friday the 13th really, really that bad? Well, before we talk about that, where the hell did this come from? Why is Friday the 13th looked upon as a day where it would be Armageddon? So I always like to look at the history of things, and there's been a lot of hypotheses, all right, for this. And one is, when you look at the number 13, 13 has been looked upon as bad luck, because if you look at religious origins, when Jesus had 12 apostles at the dinner table, Judas ended up being the 13th member. When Jesus was crucified, we're told he was crucified on a Friday, hence Friday the 13th. Then we have had recent movies like Jason and Friday the 13th. Okay? And you know, when you hear Friday the 13th, some people think of, that's not the one with the chainsaw, was it? Did Jason, I forget. But anyway, Jason, a mass murderer, and Friday the 13th, and of course they're going to make movies about it. But that just basically gave us the notion that Friday the 13th would, at all costs, be a bad, 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 bad day. So has anybody studied it? Well, back in 1993, there was a researcher, Scanlon and his group et al., well, his group wasn't called et al., but Scanlon et al., looked at car accidents in the UK that occurred on Friday the 6th versus Friday the 13th. And even though there were fewer cars on the road, hospital admissions for accidents were higher on Friday the 13th. So they concluded that Friday the 13th was unlucky for some. The risk of hospital administration or hospital admission as a result of hospital administration. If you're in hospital administration, you're like, every day is Friday the 13th. But they say the risk of hospital admission as a result of a transport accident may be increased by, get this, 52%. Staying at home is recommended. That was back in 1993. All right, where was I in 1993? 1993, I was finishing college and going into medical school. And I was in medical school. I was in medical school in 1993. You couldn't stay home. That was the days when you couldn't do remote school. Can you imagine now? I'm blown away by that. Anyway, now, study done in Finland in 2002 found women to be at more risk than men on Friday the 13th when it came to traffic accidents. Is it me? I mean, is it every single study on traffic accidents finds women are worse? Really? But I get it. Although, let me be honest with you guys. Today, driving to work, I touched my eye, and because my nails are long, I poked my eye, and the eye immediately got teary, you know, because you abraded the cornea. And I got to pull over, and my eye, I couldn't see out of one eye, and I had to pull over. And so I guess maybe women might poke their eyes with their longer nails more than have an issue. But as far as I'm concerned, I think we're pretty damn good drivers. If we women could deal in the car with what we do with kids and all that and not be yelling and screaming and giving our middle finger to everybody, and we multitask, I think women could do a damn good job. I was contracting in driving, and I was fine. Anyway, let's look at this study about women. Study was done in Finland in 2002, found women to be at more risk than men to get into a traffic accident on Friday the 13th. They estimated 38% of traffic deaths involving women on this day were attributable to Friday the 13th itself. They say Friday the 13th might be a dangerous day for women, largely because of anxiety from superstition. The risk of traffic deaths on this day could be reduced by a third, although the absolute gain would remain very small, only one death per 5 million person days. Again, they try to tell all of us women to be right home. You know, it's funny. My father was a gambler, and he would be playing craps. And my mom would come up, and he'd be like, go, 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 you're bad luck, you're bad luck. Women are bad luck. And the men are like, yeah, yeah. Which go? It's an evidence. It's an evidence. I was like, women are not bad luck. And she runs around. I was like, yeah. And I heard my dad did that. I'm like, dang, if I did that to my mom, I'd lose a tooth. Wow. Daddy told mom she was bad luck. So now I'm looking for daddy because I wanted money, right? I wanted money, you know, for the arcade. And actually, the roll hit. So my dad's like, stick around. And actually, I later would play with him. I would you know, stand there, and he would win. People would be like, oh, wow, you know, your girlfriend's good luck. And I wanted to correct him and say, no, I'm his 16-year-old daughter, but you're not supposed to be in the casino under 21. I just kind of standing there, and Dad's winning. So he didn't win a lot because I wasn't allowed in the casino a lot. But not all women are bad luck when it comes to that. Although I really think my mom overall is good luck. I do. She brings me luck. Okay, so now, all right, so we have car accidents. What about other health risks? Well, Dr. Bruce Lowe from Eastern Virginia Medical School and colleagues wanted to dispel the myth that Friday the 13th had health risks. They found that the date made no difference, and they looked at multiple medical conditions. However, the one exception to being higher on Friday the 13th was penetration trauma. So maybe people become more violent? I don't know. So here's the thing. I love Fridays. I think if there were more issues, right? Friday, people are like, hey, I'm getting out of work. Although nowadays, people working 3.5-day weeks, they're like, yay, Wednesday afternoon. But it could be that Friday, people are racing to get out of town. People are racing to, get to the bar. They might be going to party. Who knows? And the number 13, I think it just breeds anxiety. 13, a 13 is the age, I believe, of circumcision in the Muslim religion. You get circumcised at day 8 in the Jewish religion, but, I mean, imagine being 13. No wonder nobody wants to be 13. No wonder, 13, ooh. So I would say the anxiety of it all, have I ever noticed Friday the 13th be an issue? No, I've noticed full moons. That I cannot understand. I have noticed time and time again, when I did ER and when I admitted patients, worked in the hospital, a full moon, wow, it was busy. I don't know what the hell is going on. Now, it could just be people are outside. They want to see the full moon. So now maybe they're standing outside the desert and getting bit by a rattlesnake. Or they're so busy driving, looking at how beautiful the full moon is, trying to take a picture of it, that they get into an accident. It could be that. But I think that, honestly, overall, as long as you don't think about Friday the 13th, and you don't know that it's Friday the 13th, and you don't care, it's just another day, it's just another day. However, there's idiots out there on the road. When I tell my husband and my kids to be careful driving, we know how to drive, Mom. We don't need to be careful. We know what we're doing. That's how they sound, by the way. That's how my kids sound. Yeah, they do. Honestly. What about? I don't understand how they say. What do you guys want to eat? What is that? I don't understand what you say. So you know what? I'm going to serve you a piece of crap. Because that's what it sounds like. You just said, hey, Mom. I can't understand what they say. But anyway, I'm not worried about them driving. I'm worried about everybody else. So if other people are going to be freaking out tomorrow that it's Friday the 13th, you might want to lay low and stay off the roads. 1-877-DOCTOR-TALLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Mary Lou Retton has been in the hospital from what we understand with a rare form of pneumonia. Not getting a lot of details. But her family, her daughter, wrote on the crowdfunding site Spot Fund. Out of respect for her privacy, I will not disclose all details. However, I will disclose that she is not insured. Mary Lou Retton, the 1984 Summer Olympics gymnastics all-around gold medal winner, first American woman to win that, appearing on Wheaties boxes, doesn't have insurance. It's a problem. I don't know her age. Let me look it up really quickly here. I don't think she's, I don't think at any, she's got to be in her, like, 50s, maybe early 60s. I don't think she's old enough for Medicare. Hold on a second. Yeah, she's 55. That's scary. She, in the 80s, icon, like I said, Wheaties box, Olympian, no insurance. For a rare type of pneumonia. Now, Spot Fund, it's kind of like GoFundMe. Spot Fund now has $372,000. They, at first, only, they planned on $50,000. And Mary Lou Retton has gotten so much support that now they're at $372,000. And mind you, ICU bills at a hospital, wow. Who knows how much that could cost? But her daughter, McKenna Kelly of Houston, Texas, said, "Hi, everyone. On behalf of my sisters and I, we need y'all's help," she writes. "My amazing mom, Mary Lou, has a very rare form of pneumonia and is fighting for her life. She's not able to breathe on her own. She's been in the ICU for over a week now. Out of respect for her and her privacy, I will not disclose all details. However, we'll disclose that she is not insured. We ask that if you can help in any way, that one you pray. And if you could help us with finances for the hospital bill, anything, absolutely anything, would be so helpful for my family and my mom. Thank you all so very much," she writes. And so the outpouring of love and donations is incredible. And by the way, I love the idea. I love the concept of this fundraising. Going to, GoFundMe, Spot Fund. There's multiple other ones. I think there's a Christian-based one. I think it is fantastic how you could reach millions, assuming your story will get out there. And you can get help. People can get $5, $10, $50. Some will get thousands. Linda gave $50,000. I don't want to give her last name, but wow. And so, but you get, there's over 6,660 donors. And these donors, you know, it could be something so small can still add to where now she has $372,000 that she could use for medical bills. I don't know what type of pneumonia she has. Pictures of her show she's still in fantastic shape. Yeah, being middle-aged. And there's a picture of her with the gold medal, and she still looks young. For being 55, she looks amazing. So I can't really guess what it was. Doesn't sound like it's COVID pneumonia. So we aren't entirely sure what type of pneumonia it is. But, yeah, that does start to make you scratch your head that an Olympian could be uninsured. Now, is it by choice? I told you guys that my dog blew out her ACL. And one of the reasons why we don't have pet insurance is many pet insurances may not cover that, especially depending on the breed. So you might have pet insurance, but then you read the small lines, that say, the small print that says, look, you know, hip dysplasia, we don't cover, you know, the most common things it might not cover. And there's many individuals that make a choice of not buying it because they go, well, it's not going to cover what we need, so we'd rather save the money. And I get asked that from a human standpoint. Should you, rather than spend the money on an Obamacare plan, remember they were $12,000 a year or more, $15,000 a year, $20,000 a year with $12,000 deductibles, should you just save the money? The problem is $1,000 a month, a hospital bill, then it would eat that $12,000 up. If you could get insurance, get insurance. But it's expensive. And I'm not saying all Olympians should be rich 40 years after their gold medal win, but that's, we have a very underinsured problem. Now, somebody could say, well, being in the ICU shouldn't be that expensive. I do think that a lot of hospital charges are inflated, but an ICU stay, it's going to cost. That's really hard to get cheap. You have to have round-the-clock staff, oxygen, sanitation, the square footage. These ICUs have to be, you can't use a closet. I mean, you ICUs, you have whole floors designed for a handful of patients so people could get in and out and do codes. It's ICU is expensive. Even if we deflate some of the costs and not allow anybody to charge, you know, hundreds of dollars for a Tylenol, it is expensive. And we can't save enough for that. Now, people say, well, you could go to Europe, you could get sick, and they cover it all. They might. They might. They have a pretty good ER system. They have a pretty good urgent care system. But in terms of your elective stuff, you're waiting. And are you getting the fancy MRIs? Are you getting the fancy mammograms? Not all the time, no. How much of your taxes go? A huge amount of your taxes, a huge amount of what you earn goes to that. And fewer people are on welfare in Europe. Well, they have a much higher percentage of people paying taxes. We've had estimates that only 50% of our country pay taxes. If only 50% of our country is paying taxes, no, there's going to be no way for us to have health care for 100% of the people. It's too much. But yeah, it's sad to think that we have a lot of people that don't have health insurance because they can't afford it. And I'm sorry, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, with the exception of covering pre-existing conditions and physicals, it ruined the average American's ability to purchase health insurance because they told health insurance companies, we're going to pay off your premiums. And the premiums went up. And the deductibles went up. So when somebody has a choice of spending thousands of dollars a year for something that might never kick in, assuming they're healthy, like an Olympian, I could see why they might say, you know what, I'd rather save up the money. So, you know, for those of you that are struggling and you have, you know, some issues that happen, I think crowdfunding is a fantastic way to go. You got to get your story out. You know, and people have to share it. You know, you write your story on there. It needs to be legit. And we've had some of these individuals not legit. And that's pretty dangerous because that could ruin it for anybody else that has to raise money. But if you've had some struggles, you know, I love it when I see communities and neighborhoods come together. Let's say you do have a neighbor that you want to help, but you don't have money to give. Get the neighborhood together to do a garage sale. Neighborhood garage sales make money. Donate clothes to it. Donate trinkets. Put it out there. And any money made at that garage sale goes directly to that family that you're trying to help. It's fantastic. There's lots of things you can do. I hope Mary Lou Retton gets better. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.